Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of June 22nd through the 29th. So we have quite a bit going on in this week ahead, but it is all really kind of focusing around one core thing, so it might make it easier. I will definitely run through the days that stand out and what it is about each day that is making it, you know, challenging or open door and everything like that. So, and then we'll go through all the signs and look at how it breaks down per sign. So, the area of interest is the fourth house, Cancer, part of the sky. So it means that we are going to be strongly focused on our security needs, our home and family, parents, roommates, anything with real estate deals, moves, renovations. Really anything that roots us at the bottom of the chart. And again, this will influence different areas for each sign. But the way this is breaking down in the week ahead is that we have a new moon that starts on Friday the 23rd in this arena. It actually begins at 10:31 p.m. on the East Coast, so 7:31 p.m. Pacific. So, you know, even though it's Friday when it begins, it's really in the evening when you're going to get that launch. New moons really give us a boost forward. So over the 2 weeks that follow this, starting in the evening on Friday, we have the potential to either start something brand new in one of those areas or to take things that we're currently involved in into some new level or next chapter, whatever that might be. So you want to be as proactive going into this week ahead about pursuing any goals you have there to see what's possible, okay? Then we have Mars, which is going to stir things up and either get us very passionate about things happening or actually expressing our passions about this. So it could be passion in the home or over home matters or over moves or renovations or real estate deals or passion about the family or the parent or the roommate. Mars is also about anger and fights and outbursts, so there could be some of that going on in those scenarios. But overall, the most important thing about Mars is that it is a motivator and it sets things into motion. So, boom, we have the boost that starts this big wave rolling forward over the next 2 weeks on Friday night. And then Saturday through Monday, Mars is going to be kicking in and revving it up over that too. And so, again, getting us very busy in at least one of those areas. So between Saturday and Sunday over the weekend, Mars is going to square Jupiter here, which means there is something big going on involving a partner, a client, or a lot of clients, a lot of specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors or opponents or, you know, the balance and higher aesthetics that you're going for in this scenario. And then from Sunday to Monday, Mars is going to be aligning in a harmonic with Neptune about this stuff. So at this point, you're starting to get into the groove with the artistry or with the spirituality or the romance. It could be getting into the groove with what inspires you, you know, through research. It could be about healing or hospitals or other institutions involved. You know, any kind of behind-the-scenes energy here. I mean, if you want to use this towards rest and recuperation, veg out on the cast of the house, fine. But I think it's going to be, you know, you'll probably be doing like, you know, little finger dances or, you know, I don't know. You're not going to sit still with Mars involved in this. So terribly active pushing for things Saturday through Monday with Mars. Then as we get into the bulk of our week ahead, we are going to then see Mercury take over. And Mercury is just off the charts with this stuff. Mercury is going to align with four different planets between Tuesday and Thursday of next week. So literally, you can see every single day is something stimulating this energy field. So with Mercury, you know, this is when we're going to hear the news we've been waiting to hear about the home or the family or the parent or the roommate or the move or renovation or real estate deal or security needs. This is when we're really going to get in there and have those talks or meetings or interviews or auditions or agreements signed or sales or negotiating of terms. or offers on the table. This is when there may be some involvement with siblings or neighbors or vehicles or electronics about it. You might get more active in the neighborhood or with short trips about it. So Mercury brings this to the story, and it starts on Tuesday and lasts through Thursday, with Thursday possibly being the most intense of all of it. So on Tuesday, again, Mercury is actually going to mimic on Tuesday what Mars does Saturday through Monday. Had a glitch there. Had to, like, do a double take on that. Mars is going to put things into motion Saturday through Monday, and then on Tuesday, Mercury is going to come up and talk about all of it or get those agreements signed or have that meeting, et cetera, et cetera. So it will push you with the partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, and it will get you in there in the inspired, artistic, romantic, spiritual, healing, hospital, other institutional, research, investigative mode. That is kind of in flow with all of it. So expect to have that communication or that decision-making and everything else Mercury rules amping up on Tuesday. Then by Wednesday, Mercury and Mars get together. They merge on the same degree, so they're bringing their energies together and combining them. So we see decisions and action set in motion kind of thing. And then on Thursday, we have Mercury sit and oppose Pluto. So this puts you one-on-one with somebody over whatever information has been going on here, talks, meetings, you know, sales agreements, writing, interviews, et cetera, about your home, your real estate deals, your moves, your renovations, your family, your parents, your roommates. And this puts you one-on-one with another person who is either seen or involved as a power kind of person. So this might be a boss or a parent or a judge or a director or a mentor or somebody like that. Or it is some kind of big, powerful thing going on involving this other person and the career or some kind of big personal goal you have in the balance. And we'll be focusing on some Pluto themes here. So this means that there's something going on here over the whole story that has to do with the financial impact or has to do with the sexual or reproductive needs, the divorce, a death, or a third-party scenario in the mix. So, are you guys ready to get motivated and do something about these topics in the week ahead? For Aries, it's straight up that, what I just talked about. You get the new moon boost on Friday night, the 23rd, opens up 2 weeks that can propel you forward. You can start something brand new, so you could buy a new house or do something new in your home or, move to a new place or renovate and make it new. Or start something new with family or a parent or roommates, or you can evolve scenarios you're already involved in. It gives you that boost. So you want to start Friday night, be proactive in the week ahead. Your ruler, Aries, is Mars, and Mars is completely revved up over the Sunday and Monday. So that's the 24th through the 26th. And it will get you really busy and motivated about this, or there might be something passionate going on here, or there might be the whole weekend could be something really passionate and sexy the way it lays out for Aries. Or it could be anger and fights, you know, so watch out for that. But it will involve partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, some key relationship, and something going on behind the scenes. So that can be romantic or it can be artistic. It can be spiritual. It can be about healing, addictions, or hospitals. It can be about research or development. So there you go. And then Mercury picks up the thread and runs with it the rest of the week. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Mercury makes contact with other energies every single day. So now you're in the talks, the meetings, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the offers, the decision-making. Again, Tuesday involves, you know, those key relationships and something going on behind the scenes. Wednesday revs it up even more activity and anything. Kind of might give you a second boost on something new. And then Thursday puts you one-on-one with this other person over the goals, the career, the authority figures, financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, death, or third-party scenarios that are playing out about it through this person. So, yeah, it's a lot. That's where you're going in the week ahead. For Taurus, it's all playing out in the communication information arena. and also local activities and short trips, brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics. So you could get involved in any of that during the week with this full moon boosting it forward starting Friday night, or with, you know, communications information. So it could be about talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, local activities. And, you know, probably going to be focused for Taurus on playing out from the home or with family or your security needs, or your, this is emotionally driven because of the Cancer energy in this. So you want to launch forward and start to be motivated from Friday night onward. Expect Saturday through Monday to be incredibly busy. I would say Saturday, Sunday with another key person, whether that's partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, over the work you're doing or over health needs, any kind of paperwork, could involve hired help or coworkers, could focus on the animals. And then Sunday through Monday also ties in with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings in a very harmonic, inspired way. And also can maybe promote some original ideas or aspirations in the mix. And then Mercury picks up that thread and starts to move it forward Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 27th through the 29th. And so at that point, you know, kind of taking over the same topics, really getting in you into the talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and offers and decisions, anything that you're focused on there that might bring you more security or play out about the home or real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. And on Tuesday, this aligns in this big push over the work or the health or the work or the hired help or the coworkers or the animals, and, you know, the key people that are involved with that, partners, clients, specialists, et cetera, and also then links into that favorable flow with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, et cetera. By Wednesday, that Mercury and Mars are merging. This gives you a lot of action based on the decisions or offers or writing or agreement or interviews, et cetera, that are going on here. And then by Thursday, you're one-on-one with somebody. You're working with that talk, meeting, agreement, sale, writing, interview, audition, offer, decision, and focusing this one-on-one with another person in some kind of really powerful way, involving legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious, or political scenes. And there might be some kind of empowerment there. There might be a financial side to that or a sexual side to that. You might be talking about deep, intense fear, transforming things. And so there you have it. For Gemini, all of this energy in Cancer, which is trying to get you, you know, focused on fresh starts in the next level when it comes to security needs and home and family and all of that, is focusing on your personal income, your possessions, your purchases, and any products you might be involved with. So you might be doing that from home. You might be doing making purchases for your house or your family or your roommates, or you might be making money from the home or in a family business, or you might be dealing with your possessions and maybe moving them from one room to the other. Maybe you're storing your parents' stuff for them, or the roommate's possessions are coming in and mixing with yours. And so you have a fresh start energy here starting Friday night. You want to look for if there's anything you want to take to the next level with the way you're making your money or what you're purchasing or those possessions or products. And then from Saturday through Monday, Mars picks up that thread, really revs it up, gets you very passionate about it or motivated about it, may spark some anger about it. It's going to push something big Saturday through Sunday, involving creative outlets or the kids or a love interest or your recreational needs, and will bring a key individual into that. So it might be the partner, might be the clients, the specialist, the agents, the attorneys. And then Sunday through Monday, it will bring inspiration here. And this is in a harmonic flow, so you are reaching goals or setting the right goals, or you are dealing with career momentum or those higher-up authority figures like the boss, the parent, the judge, et cetera, in some kind of harmonic way. And then finally, Mercury picks up Tuesday through Thursday, the 27th through 29th, and at this point, when it comes to making money and purchases and products and possessions, we see the news and offers coming in and the talks and meetings being set up and the agreements and sales moving forward and the, you know, the writing and the interviews and all of this information flow is really starting to push it. So Tuesday, it involves those key players over creativity or love or kids or recreation and harmonizes with those goals and career moves and higher up authority figures. Wednesday, it comes together with Mars, so the choices you're making and the things you're pitching are set into action here. And then on Thursday, you're one-on-one with somebody over this making of money or purchases or products or possessions, and you're dealing with shared financial or outside financial matters, loans, debt, inheritance, investments, settlements, commissions, alimony, anything like that. Or you're one-on-one with this person over sexual attraction, or reproductive needs, a death, a birth, a divorce, or some kind of third-party scenario you're trying to hash out here. I had to take a breath. All right, for Cancer, all of this energy is in your sign, babe, this week. So it's all about you. So, you know, this is a fresh start. You get one every year. This is about boosting you forward in some way that's important for you. So it can be about what you're doing for your body. It can be about what you want to do with your image or brand. It can involve your name or title on some, you know, maybe you're signing your name to something or your name's up in lights or you're going for that. Maybe it's about your title and where you're taking that. Or it can just be some kind of personal goal that the Cancers have and they're really striving for that. Obviously weighted in the themes of Cancer, so security needs, emotional, you know, pursuits, things that are, revolve around family and home and that kind of thing. So you get that big boost forward starting in the evening on Friday the 23rd. It'll be in effect for 2 whole weeks. You want to be proactive about going for what you want over this week ahead. Saturday through Monday, Mars gets involved. It's going to stir up all kinds of activity within you on a physical level, or heat up your passions, or heat up your anger and fighting. And, you know, Saturday, Sunday, this will push you on something big with a key individual over what's going on in the home or with real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates. And then Sunday through Monday, overlapping that, there's this harmonic that is gearing all this stuff up but aligning it in a favorable flow with the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. Mercury then picks up the thread Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 27th through 29th. So now you're into the talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and decision-making that's focused on you and your needs and what's going on here. And again, Tuesday recalls what Mars did over the weekend. So Tuesday puts this in line with that big thing going on with the home, the real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate. And then brings that harmonic that brings something into flow with the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political theme in the mix. By Wednesday, Mercury and Mars get together. They're merging their energies. So now whatever choices or agreements or sales or decisions that are going are really being set into action. They are merging together as one and going forward. And then on Thursday, you'll be one-on-one with somebody who is going to be perceived as powerful in some way to you, whether that's physical power or, you know, financial power or spiritual power. This one-on-one is about a talk or a meeting, an agreement, a sale, something in writing or offers or decisions here with this person. And very likely, excuse me, that this person is a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor, an opponent. And you'll be dealing with Pluto themes of the financial side of what's going on with you or the sexual attraction or reproductive need, the divorce, a death, a birth, or a third-party scenario that you're trying to balance out with this person. All right, for Leo, all of this energy in the week ahead is going to be focused on your 12th house, which is the mystical, magical, delusional, hidden part of the sky. Ooh, don't you want to take a trip through that part? But anyways, a lot of great things can come out of this. This part of the sky is about all everything muse-related, so it can give you a major boost forward with art or film, painting, poetry, music, dance, sculpture, theaters, concerts, museums, you know. It can give you a big boost forward in your spiritual practices and beliefs. So you might want to get back into the prayer, the meditation, the yoga, the nature walk. It can boost you forward in a romance that is private or secret or clandestine. It can boost you forward into the next chapter or something new with healing or tackling addictions or dealing with hospitals or other institutions. It can help you with any deceptions or boundary issues, and it can also move you forward with research, investigations, or projects in development. So there's quite a bit there. So we are starting Friday night with that new moon on the 23rd, and that will give you your two-week push. So you want to be proactive from that point forward in doing what you're going to do here. Saturday through Monday, Mars dives into it as well, and that brings passion into these areas or motivates you and gets you busier than you've been, or it really stirs up the anger so that it can be dealt with. You'll be dealing one-on-one. Well, I shouldn't even say that. I mean, kind of, yeah. It's not in a one-on-one aspect, but it will involve a key individual, you know, a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, in some kind of big talk or agreement or writing, interview, sales, you know, something in that communication realm Saturday, Sunday. And then there's also that really harmonic flow Sunday through Monday that ties into it that is either financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, or third-party oriented for you. Then Tuesday picks up the thread, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with Mercury. They reiterate only through more talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions that bring out this behind-the-scenes artistic, spiritual, romantic, research, healing, hospital matter. Pushes you again with that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, opponent, something big that you're trying to expand on here, and then puts you in that harmonic flow with the finances and the sexuality and the divorce or mortality issues, third-party scenarios. And then by Wednesday, Mercury and Mars merge, so you're getting that kind of, you know, decision-making and activity coming together and taking you through that day with these themes. And then by Thursday the 29th, the opposition. So now you're one-on-one with somebody, and they are showing up here adding to the story through what's going on with your work or a health need, the animals, any kind of paperwork, what's going on with coworkers or hired help, organizing, cleaning, and then Pluto themes again, you know, finances, sex, reproduction, death, birth, divorce, or third-party scenarios. So a lot of intense stuff in this week ahead for Leos. For Virgo, it's playing out in the part of the chart all week long, every single day, lots of activity here, either involving your personal aspirations or original projects or freedom, or the social side of this, which is what's going on with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, and social networking. So you may be busy in all those areas, a few of those areas. You want to start forward in this Friday the 23rd in the evening after 10:30 p.m. Eastern. That's when the new moon will start to boost you into brand new opportunities in those areas or help you take what you're doing to the next level. You'll have 2 good weeks of this, so be proactive every day during the week ahead. Over the weekend, Saturday through Monday, those days are all being activated also by Mars, so this stirs up all kinds of passion or fighting spirit or angry outbursts or really motivates you and gets that added boost on top of this. Sunday, it'll put you one-on-one with somebody over the income or purchases or products or possessions. And then Sunday, Monday, the overlap with that key individual, just really about them. So you're being inspired by them, or there's something kind of mystical or magical going on here with one of those key players, partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, but in a harmonic. And then Mercury takes over Tuesday through Thursday, the 27th through the 29th. So Virgo, again, social outlets, anything with aspirations or original projects, and really getting into those talks and meetings and agreements, hearing the news or offers, you know, negotiating terms, maybe getting out there locally or short trips and making decisions. On Tuesday, it will push you with this key individual again, mimicking what happened over the weekend, but now through the choices and meetings, et cetera. So involving income, purchases, possessions, products, and those partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents. By Wednesday, Mercury and Mars come together. It's bringing all the ideas and talks and decisions together with activity and boosting that forward. And then Thursday, it puts you one-on-one with somebody. Now it introduces through this other person where you are when it comes to true love or the children, the creative projects or the recreational pursuits in the mix, and then Pluto themes there, you know, sex, reproduction, financially big topics, mortality issues, divorce, or third-party scenarios. For Libra, I swear I'm running out of breath with this one. Libra, all this stuff is playing out at the very pinnacle of your chart, so it is either involving your career throughout this week ahead, or it is about a big personal goal you have going on, or it involves authority figures, you know, directors, bosses, teachers, mentors, judges, parents, whoever you are involved with here who's in that position, or maybe it's all those things. And so you're really getting this push forward starting Friday night. Set the goal, career, start connecting with those higher-up people, and this will give you two strong weeks to move this into that next level or start something brand new. Over the weekend through Monday, Saturday through Monday, it is going to bring Mars into it, so now you have even more things happening. It's busier. There may be some passion sparking out here. There might be some anger or fights. There might be a lot of motivation and busy work. It will bring in a key individual or more than one to focus on you. So, you know, maybe you'll see a specialist or there'll be somebody representing you or there'll be clients or partners. And then between Sunday and Monday, there is also some kind of really positive alignment here tying into all this through the work or the health or the animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, getting organized, cleaning, any of that. Then Mercury takes over Tuesday through Thursday, every single day, making aspects here. And so Tuesday, again, career goals, authority figures, and you, and what any specialist partners, clients, agents, attorneys can do with you about this. And then getting into that flow with the work, the health, the paperwork, pets, coworkers, hired help in the mix. By Wednesday the 28th, Mercury and Mars are merging, so this brings any kind of talks and offers and agreements and decisions together with action, and we're seeing it all really start to merge and move ahead. And then by Thursday the 29th, you're one-on-one with somebody in all of this, but now there is this, you know, focus now on the home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates, security needs, and where you are in the financial or sexual, reproductive, death, birth, divorce, or third-party situation playing out there. Okay, for Scorpio, everything in this week ahead that is getting a boost every single solitary day with all this momentum is focused in your ninth house, which is the higher exiv arenas. So this can be about legal needs, travel plans, people at a distance, educational pursuits, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, weddings, religion, or politics, or all of the above. So you get this new moon starting to kick in the evening on Friday the 23rd. It opens the door and pushes you out there for the next 2 weeks, helps you take things that you're involved in there to the next level or helps you start brand new things or both. Over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Mars is also getting involved, so it's going to stir up all kinds of activity here, get you really passionate about what's happening. There could be some anger or fights in there because of Mars, but really will get you busy, and it will bring in some key individuals, partners, clients, specialists, representatives, et cetera, focused on what's going on behind the scenes in the artistic, romantic, spiritual, healing, institutional research arena, Saturday and Sunday. And then Sunday, Monday, there's a crossover where it starts to then flow in a harmonic with creativity and love and kids and recreation. So probably be one or maybe several of those. But things really starting to kick in there. Then Mercury picks up the thread Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of this week ahead. Mercury is going to start the talks and the meetings and the agreements and the sales and the writing and the interviews and the offers and the decisions that are playing out over legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious, or political themes. And so that's all three of those days. But on Tuesday, again, we'll bring in key individuals over what's going on behind the scenes through research and development, through artistic avenues, through spiritual realms, romantic interests, healing or hospitals or other institutions, and that involves in a harmonic, the creative projects, the kids, the lover, or the recreational interest in the mix. Then by Wednesday the 28th, we have this merging of Mercury and Mars coming together, and now the information and all, everything that Mercury rules here is getting, you know, together with activity. It's all being set in motion here on Wednesday. And by Thursday, you're working one-on-one over this other person's offer or talk or meeting or agreement or sale or writing or interview or decision. And there's something very powerful here that ties in with Pluto theme. So it is about power, or it's about financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, death. Mortality, death, same thing, or third-party scenarios in the mix, something intense going back and forth here about you in this pursuit of one of these higher-minded arenas in your week ahead. All right, for Sagittarius, you guys are having this whole huge boost forward in the deepest, most powerful part of the sky for you guys. And so this could be just one heck of an intense week ahead. So, you know, when we're talking about this, it is about personal empowerment for you. It is about making deep changes, purging anything that's bothering you to get to that next level. It is about evolving situations, working within third-party scenarios. It is about anything financial like loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, commissions, royalties, partners, money, alimony, child support. So anything financial like that. It is about your sex life and sexual attractions. It's about your reproductive life. It's about divorce. It's about death. It's about birth. So in any of those areas, you're getting a chance to start something new in dealing or pursuing any of that, or you're starting to take things to that next level. So you start Friday evening with this, and we'll have 2 weeks boosting this forward. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the 24th through the 26th, Mars also gets involved. So this brings all kinds of activity or motivation or passion to the mix, or some anger and fights being dealt with. Sunday, it will then kind of springboard off one-on-one scenarios playing out online or with friends or groups or at gatherings, parties, events, any kind of personal aspirations or original projects. And then Sunday, Monday, it overlaps and brings in something kind of inspired going on in the home or with family, renovations, moves, real estate deals, parents, roommates, security needs in the mix. And then Mercury picks up this thread for the rest of the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 27th through the 29th. And Mercury will start to open up the talks and the offers and the agreements and the sales and the writing and the decisions and short trips that focus on these financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, death, birth, or third-party scenarios. So Tuesday, it's reiterating what Mars did over the weekend, so it brings in those friends or groups or internet interests, astrology, charities, gathering of some sort, or anything with your aspirations or original projects, and it focuses you in on key individuals with that, and it also brings that harmonic to the home, the real estate deal, move, renovation, family, parent, roommate in the mix. By Wednesday, with Mercury and Mars getting together, they merge. So now we see the communications and decisions and the action all coming together to move this along. And by Thursday the 29th, you're one-on-one with somebody over one of those big, powerful topics. But now we also have income, purchases, possessions, or products in the mix here. So that's your week ahead, intense. For Capricorn, it's all about relationships. And so every single freaking day ahead is about somebody. So Capricorn, you really want to focus on romantic partners or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, anybody who is a significant one-on-one person that you want to start over with, or you want to go out and meet a brand new person that fits one of those topics, or you want to take things in a current relationship into the next level. So the new moon on Friday the 23rd in the evening is going to start this ball rolling. You'll have 2 weeks ahead where there's a lot of momentum, definitely in this week ahead for us that we're looking at. You want to be proactive every day about what you're doing with this person. Well, probably going to be more than one person, I'm assuming. But anyway, over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and into Monday, Mars joins in. So this will either bring a lot of passion to what's going on with this person, or you're going to get very busy and motivated with or about that, or there's going to be anger and fights. So Saturday, Sunday, this is going to really focus here on goals or career or involve an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor, somebody like that. Sunday, Monday, the crossover then brings something harmonic to the talks, the meetings, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the short trips, the local activities, the decisions, or may involve siblings, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics in whatever's going on here. Then Mercury picks up the thread and continues on as you move forward with these people Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the 27th through the 29th. So at this point, you know, on Tuesday, again, a big push with career goals or authority figures and those agreements, sales, writing, interviews, meetings, talks, offers, decisions, or that local mundane thing where it's about short trips and siblings and neighbors and vehicles and electronics. And then by Wednesday, with the merging of Mercury and Mars, there is something being put into action based on the decision made or the offer or the agreement, et cetera. And then Thursday, the 29th, it puts you one-on-one. And definitely this is about your own empowerment, Capricorn. So this should be a really powerful, intense day for you. It's about evolving who you are in this situation in some way. So obviously this could go pretty much any way that you are feeling strongly about at this point. But it will come through these talks and meetings, et cetera, with these key individuals. And really focus on you. So you could make it about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or some kind of personal need you have on this day, one-on-one with this other person. For Aquarius, all of this Cancer energy in the week ahead is going to be playing out in your sixth house, which rules your work, it rules health, it rules animals and environmental interests, it rules coworkers and hired help and paperwork, and it also rules organizing and cleaning and simplifying. So you can pick all of those or a few of those. But this is the week where you're going to get, well, like, an amazing off-the-charts boost forward. You can start brand new things there, or you can take what you're doing to the next level. The new moon kicks in Friday the 23rd in the evening, so you want to start from then onward. You'll have 2 weeks of this momentum, but definitely in this first week, you want to be proactive about going for what you want there. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Mars dives into this, so it heats it up, gets you very, very busy about some of those things. It stirs passion there, or it stirs anger there. Saturday, Sunday, it will involve key players over anything with legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. And Sunday, Monday, it will also kind of pull in income or purchases or possessions or products in the mix. Then Mercury picks up the thread Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, 27th through the 29th. And so now you're into the offers and agreements and sales and writing and talks and meetings and short trips and decisions about the work, the health, the paperwork, the coworkers, the hired help, animals, cleaning, organizing. So Tuesday, the 27th, excuse me, this again mimics what was happening on the weekend. But so you'll see something here pulling in with the legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes, and also in flow with the income, the purchases, the possessions, or the products. By Wednesday, Mercury and Mars merge in this arena, so this is definitely bringing the toxins and offers and agreements and decisions together with action, and so we're seeing it set in motion. And then on Thursday, it brings you one-on-one with somebody. Pretty powerful here with whatever's going on with any of those themes we've been talking about, and the research, the investigations, the behind-the-scenes development, healing, dealing with hospitals or addictions, clandestine romance, secrets, artistic projects or talents or pursuits, or anything in the spiritual realm or magical realm or psychic realm. And so pretty intense way to end our week. And then with Pisces, all of this energy for you is giving you a huge new boost when it comes to true love, children, creative projects, and recreation. So you might have the best of it here, or at least the most fun. So, you know, this is about starting something new in those areas or taking whatever you're doing into some kind of new chapter. And it starts with the new moon on Friday evening, the 23rd. That kicks off a two-week window, really helps boost you forward, helps you, you know, get this ball rolling, you know, in a better way than you could at other times of the year. So you want to be proactive in this week ahead every single day. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Mars is also joining in. So Mars brings the passion, or Mars gets you busier than you've been in a long time with those, or Mars brings up anger so you can work out issues. Saturday, Sunday, that will involve a key individual, and it will bring it in through sex or reproductive needs, financial topics, divorce scenarios, a death, a birth, or any third-party triangle situations going on. And then Sunday, Monday, there's this harmonic flow to Neptune in your sign, the ruler of your sign. And so I'm suggesting that something can be going really well for you Sunday or Monday when it comes to this creative opportunity or the kids or the lover or the fun. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the 27th through the 29th, Mercury picks up that thread. So at this point, you're in talks or you're meeting people or you're hearing news or offers coming in or you're looking at agreements or making sales or writing or interviewing or getting out there and locally or on short trips and making decisions about the kids, the lover, the creative projects, or the recreational pursuits. So Tuesday, the 27th, this is going to link you in with this key individual over the sex, the finances, the reproductive needs, the divorce, the mortality issues of the third-party scenario, and then also, again, bring up that really amazing flow to you, which favors you and what you want or what you're doing in this situation. And then Wednesday, Mercury and Mars merge in this creative, love, recreational, and kids zone. So the talks, the meetings then combine with action. And so it should be a very direct forward day in those areas. And then by Thursday the 29th, you are one-on-one with somebody over one of those topics. And now it also brings in gatherings or events or parties or group activities, the friends, the associates, something online, something with astrology or with charities. Or it might be about a personal aspiration of yours or an original project that you're dealing one-on-one with this person as you're bopping off this creative direction or the love or the kids or the fun thing you're trying to go for. And then as with all the signs, it will then tie back in with Pluto themes of sex, reproduction, a divorce, financial interests, mortality issues, or third-party scenarios. So, wow, right. So I did get through this show a little faster than normal, mainly because every single freaking day in the week ahead is about one major topic for each sign. So I do think we can concentrate and make this thing move. This is Zoe Moon. I'll be back next week at the same time. You guys can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Every single day I check in there. I hope you guys have a great week, a very productive week, a fresh start week, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.